KLH, the Dave and Carol Radio Extravaganza. And let's welcome former Brookfieldy Spartan Pat McCurdy.
I have never been introduced like that before.
You've never been introduced. There's so many things. So this is a big week in the McCurdy household.
Yes, it is.
And birthdays. Birthdays. Not just one.
No, I know.
Both
two.
Guys. Yeah.
How's the little guy doing after he got caught in the treadmill? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Good.
You can't keep that kid down. His new obsession? Godzilla.
Oh.
I have watched. We go to the video store and we will rent them over and over. Godzilla approaches. Right. He can do the Godzilla sound.
Okay.
Like, it's perfect. And he has action figures. You can buy Godzilla action
figures. Oh, sure.
Yeah, he must be more popular than I thought he was.
Wow.
But
he's kind of made a resurgence because, see, you've got all of the anime stuff that's brought all this back again. So all the Japanese stuff is all back.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, okay. Now, enlighten me. Have they redone the Godzilla movies?
Yes.
They
have a new series that they started in the 90s where they were sick of having Godzilla be nice. In fact, in one of the movies, he talks.
He does.
Yeah, but sort of. He's with Anguillus, the spiny the spiny monster who looks like an armadillo. And he's saying, "We must save Tokyo."
Now, see, that one I haven't seen.
I can't remember what episode that was, but it's excellent. It really is excellent. The plots are hard for me to follow.
Yeah.
I have to keep asking Julian, hold on, is that an alien?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of aliens.
Yeah, and he's like probably disgusted with you because
he'll go through the battles. And uh-huh. So, do you remember when King Ghidorah flew down from space? He is an expert. He's an expert.
Now, he will be how old this week?
6.
Okay, and then Miles is?
He's going to be 3.
Wow, that's a busy house.
Miles completely nuts. Well, I'm sorry. He's listening right now.
Hi, Miles.
Miles, you're a wonderful, wonderful little boy. The other night at dinner, he said, "Give me a drink of wine." No. To his mom. "Give me a drink of wine." No. "I'll give you $5.
I'll give you five bucks.
That's what he said. He's 3 years old. I don't know where he learned that. "I'll give you $5.
If, you know what would be funnier is if he produced the $5.
Where'd you get that?
Bam, on the table.
Yeah. I've been selling Godzilla action figures, my brothers.
Oh, man.
So you were in New York City recently?
In February on Mardi Gras week.
Mardi Gras week in New York City.
Huh.
Yeah. It was this lady from New Orleans.
Okay.
Who wanted to have a party.
And now we're tying it together. All right.
She comes to see me play. Her boyfriend or partner or whatever is from Milwaukee. So they've been coming to see me since the early 90s. She wanted me to come to New York to play for her friends.
How cool is that?
And decided to have this huge party and a wine tasting. And She threw everything in there.
Wow.
And we had a little tiny club, and we pretty much filled it with emigres and people that you know, people who've been to Madison and Chicago.
Sure. Who knew who they were coming to see.
All these old faces that I hadn't seen for years and years. It was really, and then people from the internet, you know. We're from New Jersey. We downloaded Sex and Beer and went to your website, and now we're here.
How cool. So, and you got a new CD that you're working on?
I'm working on a new CD right now. So.
Okay. And it's the first one in a few years, right?
Yeah, 3-4 years.
Yeah.
With my schedule and with the fact that nobody wants to pay for music anymore.
Right.
I have to, you know,
mm-hmm.
I can't just throw them out and I want to make a profit.
Right.
As a businessman.
Sure.
Right.
You've got to make a profit.
Did we say you've got a 6 and a 3-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, what is your schedule? Is it all, are you booked completely for the summer? Pretty much?
Brian?
Mr. Murph? I believe we have 3 days off between now and the end of Summerfest.
Wow. Really?
Including Mother's Day and Father's Day.
All right.
Well, that's our annual family trip.
And okay. I think there's 4 or 5 doubleheaders in there, so it's busy.
Doubleheaders,
really,
not triple headers,
like,
right?
You guys are the hardest working men, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't hurt that it's a fun job.
No, that's true.
And it's not like anyone ever tells me what to do or mm-hmm. you know what I mean? All the normal stresses. People always say this, but look what I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Right.
And it's different people.
You're not pounding rocks.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get bored when you walk up and you get clapped for.
Right.
When you get applause, it's like, oh, this is a tough.
I
read about these younger singers. I hate to sound like a geezer, which I am.
Well, but, so are we. So
I read
ahead.
This guy. I'm not going to mention who he is, but he played at the Pabst or the Riverside. He said, well, in the past, you know, my shows have been kind of iffy, and if the audience isn't into it, I don't perform very well. And the thing is, dude, they paid to see you.
Right.
Bring it.
But yeah, exactly. You should be – I'm a believer in old-style show business, you know,
yeah.
where you did your best, that people paid to see you, that they're putting a sort of trust in – that you're going to do
gonna
a good
actually,
job.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
and that it wasn't. Yeah. No, but it's true, man. If I pay money to see somebody, I don't expect that after we've made the transaction that your performance hinges on my enthusiasm.
Yes.
You know, your enthusiasm should really come forth by the fact that my credit card actually paid for the tickets.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's like. I don't get it.
You should get my enthusiasm because I'm sitting here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
want to get your best. And you know what? That's the reason why you, my friend, are popular. Because people not only enjoy the show and the music, but they know you're having fun.
Right.
And if they know you're having fun, they have more fun.
Right. And I don't believe in just phoning it in. I have on occasion, but not very often.
Well, no. That's when Murph sets you up with a triple header.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't not have fun on one of Pat's shows. It's just, you know what? And I love the fact that you can get up, you know, like when you're out in the parks and stuff, you'll call people up and we can do the dance. Hey, it's a blast.
Hey, how about Summerfest this year? Are we allowed to say anything? Or you got anything firmed up? Or is it still kind of
I only know a couple of, we're going to do a couple dates with the CMT again opening for a couple nationals. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to mention.
Okay, well then don't mention them.
That's Country Music TV.
Yeah, CMT.
To the non-cable subscribers.
Okay. Dave and Carol will be the second to know after I do.
Okay, yeah. All right, very good.
Liar.
How about the second and third?
Okay,
okay.
Let Pat know first.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to.
Yeah, he doesn't need to.
I'll show up anyway.
So what are you going to do for us today? You got your guitar strapped on.
Well, I do. I have my guitar, and I was thinking I should do something for my new CD. And this is sort of inspired by my trip to New York, where we went to The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Oh, that's
because
fun.
We're friends with a certain guy who's a comedian who appears on there, and Louis Black. And not to name drop or anything.
Right.
So we got really nice seats and VIP passes.
Very cool.
We saw Meredith Vieira. She was the guest.
Oh, okay.
And she is a diminutive woman with a massive head. And I noticed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's very tiny, but her head is huge. And I noticed, you know, I wrote this song actually about the Olsen twins. Pondering, like I usually do, the Olsen twins. And I noticed in the tabloids
since they turned 18,
celebrities fit a certain description. And that's what this song is about. It
okay.
goes like this. Tiny people with enormous heads are haunting my dreams in the night. I know they're hiding underneath my bed, so I won't turn out the light. I see their pictures in the magazines and the movies and on TV. Tiny people with enormous heads are scaring the crap out of me. There's a tiny person living down my street with a head like a medicine ball. He's a politician, no, an anchor man, I'm not too sure at all. He's got bulging eyes and puffy cheeks, tiny little legs and tiny little feet and hands. Do you understand? That is one of those tiny people with enormous heads are haunting my dreams in the night. I know they're hiding underneath my bed, so I won't turn out the light. I see their pictures in the magazines, in the movies, and on TV. Tiny people with enormous heads are scaring the crap out of me. Enormous people with tiny heads are coming after you and me. They are lumbering across the countryside, eating everything they see. They're supersizing, and when they get full, they watch those tiny people on TV. Enormous people with tiny heads are scaring the bejesus out of me. Tiny people with enormous heads are haunting my dreams in the night. I know they're hiding underneath my bed, so I won't turn out the light. I see their pictures in the magazines, in the movies, and on TV. Tiny people with enormous heads are scaring the crap out of me.
Tiny people with enormous heads are scaring the crap out of me. Tiny people with huge heads.
It's so funny because they're everywhere. Those lollipop people.
There you go.
They're lollipop people. They have these little tiny stick bodies. And, you know, I wondered about her, how tiny she was, because when she's standing up there and you see her, she's like shorter than everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tiny. Yeah.
Who did they? And they had her up against Yao Ming was standing next to her one day. And I'm like, what the hell's going on there?
Yeah, well, Yao Ming pretty much.
Well, he dwarfs everybody, but.
Yeah. He's kind of a large man. He really is. But who was it the one time we were backstage?
Laura Flynn Boyle.
That's who it was. Laura Flynn Boyle. Remember she used backstage to date Jack Nicholson?
Oh, I know. 3 feet tall? Or?
She was, well, no. She was, we were at Good Morning America.
And she probably weighs like 79 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And 61 of those pounds are her head.
It was scary because it was like she was, you didn't see her. You saw her head behind the pole, but you didn't see the rest of the body.
And they had a buffet spread back there, backstage. And of course,
you know, we're
from Wisconsin, so we're like, hey, check this out, man. This is the Good Morning America buffet. We're eating, and she's sitting there looking at us disgusted. Right.
Oh, my God.
How could you eat food?
Right, exactly.
Food is nasty.
You can always tell by if you look at their waist and if their head is as wide as their waist.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be.
There you go. There you go. And new CD. What's it going to be called, the new CD?
I have no idea. I have some ideas, but I have mm-hmm. no final idea what I'm going to call it. It'll be something cute.
I like tiny people with enormous heads. I think that's a good one.
And that's the name of that song you just sang.
Yes.
Tiny people with enormous heads.
I'm just calling it Tiny People because I've noticed my titles on this new CD are all like 6-7 words long.
That's all right.
So I'm cutting them down a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
For any particular reason?
No, because I think people get tired of reading them.
You should write
them.
A song about long song titles.
I should. Yeah.
Here we go again.
There we go. One more, maybe? No?
I can do one.
How about Monkey Paw?
You want another? I can't do the new verse.
Oh, you can't do the new verse?
I can't do that new verse.
Oh, you can't. Okay.
But I'll sing one chorus like Miles does.
Okay.
Miles does his own show. His own 3-year-old show. And Monkey Paw is a big... Tiny People is a big part of the show. But he likes to build up to this one. And then he tells you, clap now.
So, boy, you're really going to have your hands full.
Yeah. He sings it like this. I wish I had a monkey paw. I'd put it in my pocket. I'd like to buy some happy mess. But no one seems to stock it. Sometimes I'm a tumbleweed. Sometimes I'm a cactus. I'd like to teach the world to sing, but no one wants to practice. Okay, everybody at home. I wish I had a monkey paw. I put it in my pocket. I'd like to buy some happy mess, but no one seems to stock it. Oh, I'll just do the new verse. I have a new verse I can play.
Okay.
Carol, this is for you.
All right.
I got to do this different.
Carol, this is for you. Oh, baby. It's for the ladies out there. Thank you. Sometimes I'm industrious. Sometimes I am lazy. And sometimes I sing campfire songs. It drives the ladies crazy. I wish I had a monkey paw. I put it in my pocket. I'd like to buy some happiness, but no one seems to stock it.
And I have a new part where I sing the chorus like I'm auditioning for American Idol.
Oh, very good.
I don't know. It's early in the morning. I don't know if my voice is up
all
to
right.
it, but. Wish I had a monkey paw. I put it in my pocket. I'd like to buy some happiness. But no one seems to stock.
That's excellent, Pat.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Pat McCurdy.
Clap now.
Clap now.
Clap now. We are.